Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Coach Unplugged. We're so excited you decided to join us. Make sure you go over and leave those 5-star reviews. If you like this, go over and listen to our other podcasts, like the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast or High School Hoops or Funnel Down Defense or Coaching Youth Hoops or whatever one of the 7 in our network that you would like to listen to. But before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our 2 sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. They are always, what I love about Dr. Dish is they're always innovating. They're always making that a little bit better. And that's why I think they're the best machine out there. Like I've said before, we own 3 of them, and I would not be talking about them every day if I did not believe in them. Mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $450 off and they'll give you A1 customer service. And then also what helps keep the lights on, what helps keep everything moving is teachhoops.com. It's for coaches who want to get better. It is a one-stop shop by a basketball coach for a basketball coach. You know, I'm always working with my team 365 days a year, working on making us better. And I want to do the same thing for you. I'm giving you resources, one-on-one calls, office hours, a roadmap per se that will help you become a better coach. And we offer a 14-day free trial because I believe you should come in and kick the tires around and see if it's right for you. If it's not, that's fine. But I guarantee that you're going to love it. All right, let's head off to the podcast.
We're both going to cheat a little bit on this one, and we're going to set our own rules. So, but tell the listeners what we're doing on this episode, and then we'll.
So the first thing I want listeners to understand is when we start talking about our podcast that we want to come up with for the next month, July is by far the hardest time of the year for us to come up with topics. And so it took us a good 20 to 30 minutes just to come up with an ideas, because really it is a dead period in basketball, you know, and it's a time to reflect and to build on other things within yourself to become a better coach and a better person. So I think our topic today is quite fitting. We decided to talk about our 3 of our favorite books, but they cannot be books by actual basketball coaches and about X's and O's. And so my 3 books have actually really nothing to do with X's and O's, but I don't know what coaches got.
And I agree. So here's the issue is one of the books is I'm just starting to read. So if we're in possession of the book, it counts. So we're going to cheat a little bit and not only talk about the books and look at some notes that we have on the book, but I'm just a disclaimer. I know one of the books I have not read, so I can't 100% say I'm going to love it, but I'm into it and it seems good. So, all right. So let's alternate.
Okay. That's always fun.
Okay. So you want to go first.
All right, so I'm going to actually choose a book that Coach recommended to me last year, and I read it. I think it took me like 2 days to read. But it's this whole idea of using positive energy in your life, and that's the book called Energy Bus. I recommend it to anybody. It's a great story about a guy that's having a horrible time in his office, and he learns through riding this bus every day to work because his car doesn't work. The positivity of energy, of positive energy, and it's just it's a great book for anybody that's in leadership to read. I think it's an enjoyable book for anybody that is kind of maybe feeling kind of negative, and bringing the positivity within your program as a coach. The importance of eliminating what we call energy vampires, sucking the energy out of you.
I love that. I use that all the time. I believe that the energy you put out in the world comes back at you. So if you put negative energy out, it comes back. He doesn't specifically talk about that, but energy vampires are huge on teams. They are.
One other thing I liked about that book is it's written like a narrative. So it's not like you're reading a story and you can really visualize the story, and it's just really enjoyable to read. It's not some person's first count of something that happened. It just reads like a story, and you learn so much about building positive energy within whatever you do in your daily life. And it's just a great read. It's a quick read. I think anybody that has a day off can finish the book in a day. It's a quick read. And it's just a great way to add positive energy within what you're doing as a coach.
And I think I didn't read that one. I listened to that one on Audible.
Yeah.
So I definitely think that would be, that would have been on my list too. It probably would have been on one of his. It's a John Gordon book, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, John Gordon. So John's got like 17 of them. So if you find a John Gordon book, you'll love it. I'll put a bunch of my favorites down in the show notes. All right. So my first book. This is the one that I haven't read all the way through. It's called Game Changer: The Art and Sports of Science. So basically, it talks about two different things, which are both kind of in my wheelhouse. It talks about evidence-based analysis of sports, kind of why we do things and how we do it, and then the athletic focused training. You know, and so the big key words now are small-sided game and not drilling anymore and doing all those kind of things. You know, that's the lingo that's out there right now, which I've been doing for 30 years. I just didn't know what they called it. He talks about that. He goes through different sports. He goes through professional football and rugby and basketball, and talks about how we analyze things and how we analyze athletes and find leaders. So it expands the training and the focus. So I maybe broke my own rules by picking this one because it has to do with sports, but it doesn't specifically have to do with basketball. But it has to do with, you know, the analysis of it. And like I said, I'm only about, you know, a tenth of the way through it. But it's written by a doctor, a PhD, and it's evidence-based, which is the statistician in loves, and then lessons. He not only, like a lot of the good books, picks lessons from business, picks them from psychology, all the different fields. Because and we've had this discussion a lot. Basically, being a coach is being a teacher, and anytime you can look at all that evidence-based stuff, I don't know if your district, but our district, that's all they're talking about is evidence-based stuff.
Yeah, evidence-based learning, for sure.
Evidence-based learning. So it seemed to fit with all the stuff that they've been talking to us about. So that's my first one. All right, what's yours next one?
My next one is, it's called Life is Not an Accident. It's by Jay Williams. Jay Williams was the number 3 pick several years ago, played for Duke University, one of my favorite players of all time, and he got in a motorcycle accident and his career basically fell apart, and he fell apart in huge depression. And it just gives a huge insight of making a huge comeback within your life and the dark world of the reality of the NBA. Just the things that we often hear about, but it really comes from somebody's honest perspective. I really enjoy books like that because I do like really understanding the reality of what the game is really like and what temptation is out there for young men. I think it's really important for us as coaches to understand how much temptation there's out there right now. I'm actually reading a book right now which I look forward to. It's called Full Court Press by Eric Price. I got connected with him. He was like the top eighth grader in basketball years ago when Sebastian Telfer was actually, it kind of reminds me of that. It's there's so many things out there that are dark to the underworld culture of basketball that people, we have to take care of our young men and women and make sure they're protected. And it's a great story. He changes his life and he becomes a great ESPN analyst. He's done great for himself. Just the inside of Duke basketball, which is great. It's always cool to get from a player's perspective under a legend like Coach K on their journey to winning the national championship, his reason for coming back, maybe that he shouldn't have went back and some of the decisions that he made. But anybody that's a basketball fan and wants a true insight of what it's like to be a college athlete, to fall flat on your face like in the NBA and make something of yourself, it's just a really good story to read.
Right. And I mean, it's all about, it's going to lead into kind of what I'm talking about, but it's all those failures along the way. It's all those things that call, it's that framework that builds you as a human being. I think we were talking about all the different types of book things we're going to do over the next 12 months. And, you know, you shouldn't be just listening or reading basketball books by basketball coaches and X and O books. There needs to be a vast majority of the different types of books. Then that's why we're trying to get into this a little bit. No, I love that. It's been a while since I've read that one. That one's one I might have to repick. That's the great thing about books is you can pick them up.
It's solid. It is. He was always a very educated. I mean, the guy graduated in 3 years in college. He's a very smart person. It's a great read.
From that school too.
Yeah, exactly. From Duke, yeah.
Yeah.
3 years with Duke, and you know, he graduated high school at the 4.0. It's just a good read.
Okay. All right. So my next one is kind of, and this has taken the twist for me for a long time, is start with why. And I am actually, by the time this goes up, I'll have already done a Monday podcast on this about how we teach things and how we talk about things, but it's the why before the what. You know, all the great ones have always asked why do we do it this way? You know, why are we, you know, so it's a great thing. It's one of the most popular TED Talks. I'll try to find the link too. I think it's like the second or third most popular TED Talk ever is him talking about the why behind things. You know, hey everybody, I hope you're enjoying the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and like, make sure you go over and check us out on Teach Hoops. On YouTube, that's really important. You can also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you want to become a better basketball coach, everyone needs a mentor. I've had several of them. I want to be your mentor and help you become a better coach, help you with all those obstacles that kind of stand in your way. And also make sure if you really want to help us out, you can go down below and click on our Amazon link. That would bookmark that every time you shop, we get a small little commission and it helps us with our expenses of running this podcast. All right, let's get back to the podcast. Basketball coach, what I ask is I always ask the why is like when I'm doing things at practice is why am I doing this? What kind of skill am I trying to teach? You know, how, not necessarily why, how are we going to acquire that skill? What decisions or how are we going to make decisions to do that? And then how are we going to refine it? So I'm always asking why. Not only doing that during, and he goes through all sorts of, it's very similar, very easy read. He writes it so it works for all different types of, you know, works in business, it works in your classroom, it works when you're a father. It shows how leaders who have great influence in the world act, how they communicate, how they always are questioning. And to be honest with you, one of them is my brother. That's just the way his mind is wired. He's always trying to, you know, until he hit his big business, you know, he was trying all these
right
things until he finally found something that hit. So that's the thing is how their brains are wired. And that's what I think as a coach, you always have to think about, you know, start with the why. Why are you running practice this way? Why are you, you know, doing your workouts in the middle of July this way?
Right. Not
asking the why. Again, I'm generalizing, but it's basically how leaders go about asking those questions. Nothing necessarily to do with basketball, but a great.
Yeah, but that's how leadership is all based in everything that we do. Even, you know, education world, you know, everything is about the why. Why is your classroom set the way it is? You know, right. For example, like my classroom that doesn't basically have desks anymore. Why do we have desks for so many years? You know,
right.
It's the why. Like, why do we do the things that we do, you know, or how schools used to be, why we'd have 30 kids sitting at rows of desks. Well, we came from an industrial model, and you start looking, well, kids really don't learn that way, you know, and you start thinking about, like, in your perspective in 2019, like what you did 20 years ago as a basketball coach, is this why what you're doing the best way to be teaching the game for these type of kids?
Right. Don't do it just because that's the way your coach did it.
Exactly.
Do it because why are you doing it? And that's where all the small base, side base, all that stuff has come from. Okay. So your third one.
It's my favorite book of all time. It is by far the best book that I would ever recommend anybody to read. It's called Tuesdays with Maury. It is a memoir, by Mitch Albom. Mitch Albom is the writer of Fab Five. He's a Michigan native. Very good sports writer as well. He's written several books, and it's actually a memoir. It's actually his true story. He goes back to meet with his college professor they had for over 20 years ago, and he's dying from Lou Gehrig disease. And one of his last things he wants to do, his professor, he loved Mitch, and he wants him to come in every week and just hang out with him and give him life lessons. And it's based on a true story. And it's the importance, I think, what we learn is that as coaches and stuff, it teaches us that as coaches, we have a huge impact on what we do with players, especially at the high school level, giving them that profound place. And then that sound advice and that connection is great. I don't know who said it, but it takes at least one solid, individual adult figure in a young person's life to make them successful. And this book just proves that. I mean, Mitch was being successful, but his career and what he did in this memoir, he has written a plethora of other books like Five People Go to Heaven, all these other books as well. And it's just a fantastic book. And it's just this story about enjoying life. And it's a great story. And I think you can connect to a lot of beyond the X's and O's with your players as well. It's a great, great read.
Hold on, I was on mute there because I was drinking some soda. what I was saying, if you saw my mouth moving, if you're watching this on YouTube, what I was saying is, yes, I think that's a great summer. We're trying to do this at the beginning of July. That's a great summer read. All these are in mine, to be honest with you, are going to be a little bit more analytical, but they're all easy summer reads.
Right.
That I think you can just, like, you could, at least most of the three that I put down, you know, you could start mine, put it down, then go read his, and then come back.
It's yeah. Funny though, because what we read kind of symbolizes what we teach. You know, I teach fifth grade. I've got a minor in English. You're more analytical. I'm more. It makes complete sense.
It does.
So it's interesting that our books kind of represent exactly who we are as teachers and as people which is interesting.
And who we're dealing with. So my last one is called Range. I'm a statistician.
Yeah.
Range is largest minus smallest, if you want to think about it in the most general terms. But basically, this book talks with the most successful artists, musicians, and basically it's discovered that in those fields, when they're complex and coaching basketball is complex and unpredictable, is what he refers to it as. When two things are complex and very unpredictable, they basically were generalists, not specialists. It's basically what I'm telling all the people that are coaching new sports is get your kids out for as many as possible. This book basically says and proves that that's true. You know, the generalist was the kid that was the artist and then they're the ones that end up running, you know, that end up running Apple or something at some point. You know, the generalists find their paths late, because they were dabbling. And you know, all the fonts you have, you can thank to Steve Jobs because he was dabbling and he took some weird class about letters or something. I don't remember the exact story.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You remember that story?
Yes, I do. And I think that's awesome that you know, that's kind of how we run our classroom. And I think it's important too, is that, like, in my classroom, I provide a lot of choice and opportunity for the kids to learn how they want to learn best. You know, we just don't mold them to do this.
And the problem with schools is we're treating them to go work at the factory and that world.
Right. Well,
like little drones, you know, and that's not the world we live in anymore.
Right.
You know, that's why I picked up this book. This was a relatively recent one within the last, I don't even know the published date. Let me look here. The published date was, so this was my most recent one. I don't even see the published date, but it was, May of 2019. So this is,
Yeah, this is less than like 3 weeks old, and I've already probably halfway through it.
So it is a good read. You like it?
Yes. It's in the actual book is Range, Why Generalists Triumph in Specialized Worlds.
Like, that's really, I think that's really important. I think that's huge. I think that's transformational, especially we'll be talking about the downfall of youth sports and some of the other things that are happening within the game of basketball or just in sports in general. And the next couple of top podcasts, I think that's probably a great read for most coaches to read over the summer.
It is. And it just basically, you know, and trust me, I'm in this field and it was really hard for me not to push my kid into, you know, and it's like there's daddy guilt at times. It's like, I should have pushed him harder. But I wanted him to dabble. I wanted him to figure out the world he wanted to be in. You know, it's probably why he's running his shoe business downstairs in my basement.
You're going to retire early than you would like, so that's all good. It's all good. You'll
listen to this, Drew. Yeah, send me to Hawaii. Okay. All right. I will talk next week, Coach.
All right. Sounds good. Hold on. Full timeout today. Full timeout. Yes. We will make this a quick one.
And we will put all the books, as he's looking at this, we'll put all the books on the show notes. So you can just click on it, find what books we're talking
about. Here's a quick one.
Yep.
Best, since we didn't talk a lot about just X's and O's, we'll dabble in it right now. Best coach you've seen speak and why?
Ooh, that's a good one. I would have to say it was probably Coach K back in, 92, 93. Coach Meyer was really good. Those would be, I mean, from the stuff that I got the most from, there's probably those two in person. There's other people that have been really good on tape or watching them online, but
yeah, in person, just the attention to detail, and I can see why he's been so successful. I look at Roy Williams and I look at Billy Donovan. Were two that I see. Were they really people that I could connect the X's and O's to high school basketball? No, but their attention to detail and what they do is something I'd like to replicate as a high school basketball coach.
Yeah, I mean they're crazy. Those guys just think on a different level.
Right. Exactly. But then you understand why they're so successful, and I think it's good to watch them speak once in a while because you get to understand why they're there.
I do. All right, we'll talk next week, Coach.
All right, sounds good.
All right, bye. Hey, everybody, hope you enjoyed that. Make sure you subscribe and like. You know, I don't talk about my YouTube channel a lot, but go over and check out our YouTube channel at Teach Hoops on YouTube. Subscribe and like there. That would be great. If you really want to help us out, there's two ways you can do it. You can click down the Amazon link down below, and that basically moves you toward if you click there first and then go shopping, you won't even notice it. And it basically, we get a small little affiliate link every time you purchase something. And the second thing is.
Sports Social Podcast Network.